The Alaska Dispatch News is reporting that the Trump administration threatened to target Alaska as retribution for Senator Lisa Murkowski's stand against Republican efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act this week. Because Alaska's energy interests could be at stake, we asked some Anchorage residents how they feel about Murkowski's vote and if they're worried about the consequences. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
The story stated that Senator Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan received calls from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke yesterday. During that call, Zinke reportedly told Sullivan that issues like the King Cove Road, drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and the placement of Alaskans in leadership positions at the Interior Department could be at stake. Sullivan responded to an NBC reporter asking about the call regarding Murkowski's healthcare vote.
The sooner we can get back to cooperation between the administration on these issues and the chairman of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, the better it's going to be for Alaska, the better it's going to be for the country, particularly on the issues of resource development, energy dominance that the secretary talks about that has to include Alaska.
Murkowski is chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. A spokesperson for Sullivan has not returned several calls for comment. The Interior Department also has not responded to a request for comment. A spokesperson for Senator Murkowski's office confirmed that she received a call from Interior Secretary Zinke yesterday. The spokesperson said Zinke told Murkowski that the president was displeased with her vote on the health care bill, but the spokesperson declined to elaborate further. This follows a tweet from the president yesterday criticizing Murkowski's vote, stating that she, quote, let the Republicans and our country down. So how do Alaskans feel about all this? I went to the busy Fred Meyer in Midtown Anchorage to find out. Zachary Stevens was there to pick up water before a fishing trip when he stopped to talk about Murkowski's vote.
I think that she is a Democrat posing as a Republican, and she should have voted on the complete repeal.
Stevens says he thinks Murkowski should act based on what Alaskans want, not just on what the Trump administration wants her to do. But he doesn't think Murkowski should ignore the potential consequences of her vote.
I hope that that Senator Murkowski does what's in the best interest of Alaskans. So if she's getting that kind of pressure about energy and stuff from the presidential administration, that she does what's going to be right for her constituents.
Anchorage resident William Gooch, who was also on his way into Fred Meyer, had a different view on Murkowski's stand.
I think, you know, she's got some principles, bearing in mind that we're grading on a curve, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad she did the vote.
Gooch didn't have much time for the Interior Secretary's actions.
And did you hear about what the Interior Secretary did yesterday when he called her and sent Sullivan?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Can you say something a little more radio friendly about that?
Yeah, that's just a bunch of crap. I'm not paying much attention to what these guys are tweeting on their little tweeters.
Murkowski isn't up for re-election until 2022. In an emailed statement, Murkowski said, "While I have disagreed with the Senate process so far, the president and I agree that the status quo with health care in our country is not acceptable and reforms must be made." The senator added she is committed to pushing for an open process to ensure Alaskans receive affordable health care. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.